Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures and ag futures in general closed higher across the board, with all three grain contracts up significantly at the close, and then cattle futures also strong as well. Corn futures closed 13 to 14 higher here on the front end, and that's the highest they've been in quite some time, with March closing at 477, and then the May 14 contract corn closing at its highest level since September at 484 and a quarter. A lot of strength here, and a short covering rally as the tension in the Ukraine goes back and forth. People are trying to dissect that and determine what the outcomes are, but right now everything is rallying on that regard. Bean futures also strong here, up 10 to 13 cents on the front end. November 2014 was up about 8.5 cents. That was at 1181. So that's strong as well. We're matching the highs from a few days ago, and actually went a little bit higher. We're reaching the highest level since the beginning of October for the November 14 soybeans. Wheat futures also strong here, closing. 10 to 11 or so higher here across the board in the futures. July 14 was at 7.02, and that was up about 7 cents today.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
In terms of news, there really isn't a lot out. Informa had some new numbers this morning. They dropped the 2014 world crop by 1 million metric tons due to a lower Brazil. They dropped the 13-14 crop year for beans down 4 million metric tons, but they raised the 2014 wheat estimate by 8 million tons. So they didn't really have an effect on the market, as the market rallied after the news, and perhaps partly because the wheat ratings, they continue to fall due to cold and dry weather here in the southern plains. Kansas is down to 34% good to excellent. That's down 1% from last month. Nebraska, 43% good to excellent, down 3% from last month. Texas, 15% good to excellent, down 4% from last month. And then here in Oklahoma, 31% good to excellent. That's down 5% from the 1st of February. Two-week forecast here in the southern plains is mostly dry. Not a lot of weather in the forecast. And if you look at what's going on in the Ukraine and how much grain they actually export, they export about 10 million tons of wheat a year. It's a little less than half of their total production, but it's a big number, and a little more than half of their corn production they export. They export about 18.5 million bushels, so a lot of significant there.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, On the close, April live cattle were up $1.50 at $145.62. March feeders up $1.12 at $172.90. And lean hogs limit up at $111.67. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 3 cents at $7.04 and a quarter. July was up 7.5 at $7.02 and a quarter. Chicago March wheat up 13 at $6.39 and three quarters. In the row crops, Chicago March corn was up 12 and three quarters at $4.76 and three quarters. July was up 13.5 at $4.88 and one quarter. March soybeans up 10 and three quarters on the day at $14.18. And July was up 15 cents at $13.96 and one half. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.